Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, Two for Tuesday. Welcome to Facebook Live on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon as I'm looking out my window here on the last day of November 2021. Welcome everyone to Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. This is Two for Tuesday. I will let the Facebook Live populate, and then I will move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. I'd like to welcome everyone to today's Facebook Live. If you're just coming on, welcome. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here. We have just crossed the 4 o'clock hour, so good to be here with you. The topic for today's Facebook Live is repetition and experience. Corey Van Winkle, good to see you this afternoon. It is a privilege to have you on here with me. Jared Andra, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Tracy Calvert, good to see you as well. It's good to be here with everyone this afternoon. Aaron Knight, good to see you. Blessings to all. It is an absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to cover repetition and experience and the power of consistency. Henry, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Lincoln, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Megan, welcome. Good to see all of you here this afternoon. I'm going to wait another 60 seconds and then move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Good afternoon, and good afternoon. The topic for today's Facebook Live is repetition and experience. That means mastering the mundane, doing the same situation over and over, and becoming very skilled at it. Tom Gilbert, welcome to today's Facebook Live. And Tom Gilbert is a perfect example. Tom has been a New York police officer for the city of New York and Long Island for over 25 plus years. So Tom has been a man in blue who has absolutely served his city and served his country. So he has a lot of repetition and experience. So in his line of work, he understands predictability. And if you're in recovery and you have 20 years of sobriety, well, there's also a lot of predictability in that, in how to be and stay sober one day at a time. And if you've been able to master your emotions and not relapse back into that state of anxiety, fear, and doubt, that's also the repetition and experience that you can practice the simple discipline to be and stay sober. And sobriety really is sobriety, recovery, and consciousness, which all requires Tom says he's retiring in January. Well, that repetition and experience becomes you become a master of your emotions. You become a master of the reflexes. You become skilled at certain professions. You become skilled at certain modalities. You become skilled at breathing. You become skilled at certain situations because you do it over and over. Now, that discipline requires a level of consistency. It means you learn to do it sometimes minutely, hourly, every 2 hours, every 4 hours, every 6 hours, but especially every day. So even making your bed, if you haven't been making your bed your entire life, for some reason, you've been rebelling against it. So if you decide to change that behavior and you begin to make your bed every single day, well, that would be the repetition and experience. And what hinders so many people in business is they have challenges because of their inconsistent emotions. They have challenges with the consistency required to be and stay. And in that be and stay modality of being and staying committed, being and staying disciplined. Amy, good to see you this afternoon. Lucy, good to see you also. And in that being and staying consistent, very few people are able to do that because they wing it. They have inconsistent behaviors, inconsistent emotions, and those inconsistent emotions are driven by anxiety, fear, and doubt. And this happens so frequently in selling. So many people have anxiety about that phone call. They have anxiety about picking the phone up. They have anxiety about reaching out. They have anxiety about sending the message. They have anxiety about hitting the send button on a post or a message because of the perceived pain of an outcome that hasn't happened. And as you become more skilled at letting go, that's the separation from the feelings and the events, then you are no longer the trauma bond. You are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And as you're in that state of letting go, then you are actually elevating your consciousness. You're no longer in that overwhelmed state. You're no longer in fight or flight. And so the repetition of experience also comes down to your word choices. So if you keep telling yourself, you're not sure if you tell yourself, my mind races, if you tell yourself, you can't turn your brain off. Valerie, good to see you, and Wendy, good to see you, and Cassie, good to see you. So Cassie says she's letting go of inconsistency. So this is what many people do, is they're inconsistent in their mood choices, they're inconsistent in their behaviors, and that's what leads to a lot of procrastination and avoidance. And when you edify that you're the world's worst procrastinator, you have a lot of repetition and experience. When you tell yourself that you can't lose the weight, and you tell yourself what you can't do, and you've been telling yourself for this a lifetime, well, there's a lot of repetition and experience in that. So that means to change the behavior, it's to let go of the anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. And you breathe and release, you take it up and you let it out, and then you be and stay. You be and stay present. You focus on the solution, you focus on the result. You don't focus on the worst outcome. You focus on addressing the problem, creating a solution. And to be able to do that, that's a change in the way you communicate. You change your word choices. You change the way that your body transmutes the feelings. And it's not a how do I, it's a practiced skill. And it's being able to take the context, that's the basic understanding, and then stepping into the solution of it. The mechanism of letting go is a skill set, but it also requires the understanding of it. Rick Stout, so good to see you. Rick, it's been a long time. It's great to have you here. Rick is someone who I taught how to let go. He and his significant other, Amber, and I taught them at a very young age in their mid-20s, and they are great students of mine who went on and they mastered it and they're living it. And that skill of letting go is letting go of anger. Well, if you've been angry for 20 years, you have a lot of built-up emotions, and those built-up emotions would be trauma bonds based on events that are unresolved. And as you begin to change that repetition and experience, so if you're, a lot of the way we operate is from the conditioned behavior, the way we grew up. So we communicate the way our parents communicated, we communicate the way society teaches us, and then a lot of the communication style that we bring into the universe is it's non-committed language. And we say things like need to, I'd like to, I guess, kinda. And this communication is the language of avoidance. And there's a lot of repetition and experience. So when someone edifies there's the world's worst procrastinator, there's a lot of repetition and experience in that. They've been avoiding a long time. And so the emotions have a corresponding response. So when you're in the now and the no, you're in the state of separating yourself from that. You're creating a new behavior. Your communication style begins to change. Then as you begin to change and you begin to be that person and change the emotions and then change the actions and you begin to do this over and over, you have a new reflex. So athletes understand this. This is why athletes practice before games, and they practice the repetition and experience. Basketball is a perfect metaphor for it. A free throw. It's a 15-foot shot behind a black line with a round ball that barely fits in a cylinder. There's a net below it and a backboard behind it. And yet the skill of that shot, there's a trajectory and a release. Well, it requires repetition and experience. The footwork, the breath work, the bouncing the ball, the bringing the ball up above your head, and the release so that it's NBN, nothing but net. If you're a musician and you started playing guitar at 15 or drums at 15, James Pryor is on today's Facebook Live, Aaron Knight's on Facebook Live, they are both musicians. And I'm assuming they started in childhood or teenage years, and then in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, they're on stages and they're playing in front of live audiences. And then Tom Gilbert would be the same situation. Tom would be skilled with using a weapon, a firearm, and he would go to the shooting range and become very skilled at being able to place the bullet in the target. I mean, it's the same. That's the repetition and experience. That's doing it over and over and then collecting and creating a muscle memory. And that muscle memory that you begin to create becomes a new behavior. And that new behavior can become a skill. So not only is changing and letting go a skill, but the skill of creating the result becomes a skill. So if you've struggled with money throughout part of your life, if you've barely gotten by, well, there's a repetition experience of that. So you're virtually changing the story around it. That's right, James, autonomic. You're changing the words around the situation. You're creating a new belief, a sense of certainty. You're letting go of the events that shape the feelings. You're letting go of cause and effect. So let's just look at selling. Selling is a skill that's required in any business. It depends on your model of selling. You may be selling online. You may be selling through Amazon. You may be selling, however you're selling, you are selling. And the more you understand that selling is a skill, and it's a skill that you let go of any perceived pain, and that's what holds so many people back, there's a perception that selling is difficult, that selling is painful, that selling incorporates rejection, that selling is abandonment, that selling has, you can offend someone. And many people say terms like, I don't want to come across as salesy, whatever salesy means. They don't want to come across as I'm trying to sell you something. Well, if you don't buy into the whole profession of selling, number one, that's going to be challenging. So that would be letting go of your perception of the profession itself and understanding that sales is the highest paid profession in the world. You can't possibly become skilled at selling until you develop a method to sell, a routine to sell. So if you're in a job and they teach you sales skills and they have a system or a routine or a script, I mean, that can be a component of it. But to be an effective communicator and practice the art of selling, I started in the 80s with a book called How to Master the Art of Selling by the great Tom Hopkins. I had the privilege of sharing the stage with Tom Hopkins in 1998 in Acapulco, Mexico. I shared the stage with him again in Los Angeles and shared the stage with him again in Acapulco in 2001. I shared the stage with him in the Bahamas once upon a time at that beautiful hotel. And so I shared the stage with him on four different occasions. And there I was reading his book in 1985 or in 1986 on the campus of UCLA when I first bought the book and highlighted it. I still have that original book. So I've been selling since the 80s. So I have a lot of repetition and experience of the phone calls, of the typed out messages, of the emails, of the selling in front of an audience, selling one-on-one, and then really understanding that repetition and experience of selling, hearing what's meant, not said, being able to tell the predictability of, yeah, let me think about it, let me talk to my husband. And when someone says that to me, I understand what it means. I understand that only a very, very small percent of the population who requires someone else's approval is going to get back to me. I have a lot of repetition and experience in that. I had a woman last week who told me she really wanted to hire me, but she wanted to get her husband's approval, which I understand. But she's not going to understand that I have a lot of repetition and experience, and I've heard that in the thousands of times. I mean, in the multiple thousands of times I've heard, I'm going to ask someone else's approval and I'll get back to you. And in that repetition and experience, I know that a small percent of the population will get back with me. Now, that woman did get back with me, and she let me know that she was not going to buy from me. And I knew that when she was telling me. And so it was no surprise to me when she sent me a message on Sunday. So I was not surprised. That is predictable. That's repetition and experience. In my world, I'm a 1-2 call closer. So one or two calls, I close the sale and diplomatically let people go. And I understand that's my sales model. That's my routine. That's my system. That's my method. Now, not all selling is like that. Different sales, different products have different selling cycles. Some take longer. Some require more education. I mean, once again, but that repetition and experience, the conversation you have with the prospect, the communication style that you develop, they all become components of being your best you. And as you become skilled at this process, as you become skilled at selling, as you become skilled at asking, as you become skilled at listening, and that repetition and experience, if you stay in that consciously. But if you're in that with anxiety, you don't ever master the skills. If you're worried about that outcome before it happens, you're overwhelmed. If you're worried about being rejected, anytime you're worried about before you get there, you can't possibly master the skills and the habits of. And so you also learn to set that sail up. You learn how to ask the questions to gauge the response. I'm open to it, but. So, I mean, you understand when people give you objections, you learn to understand that it's not a rejection. And you receive that for what it is. They're not buying. It's not that they're not buying from you. They're not open to your suggestion. They're not open to your service. They're not open to your benefit. They're not open to your feature. They're not open to purchasing. But it's going to be your responsibility to let that go and not personalize the situation so that you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. As you are letting go, as letting go becomes a repetition and experience, the more you become skilled at letting go, then you can use the affirmation, I'm always letting go. I'm always letting go. So Cassie says, addicted to the struggle, disappointment means you attract those who are predictably going to say no. The gaps and delays in communication style is also a tell. That's a good one. James keeps freezing. Yes, those of you who are posting content, this is all great content that you're posting while I'm giving you insight, so keep that up. So consistency means you begin to do it frequently. Whether you choose to do it every day or every hour, whatever that is, that's up to you. I have a client who's walked hundreds of miles in a month. He walks 6.8 miles a day. So you do the math on that. That's almost 7 miles a day times 30 times a calendar year. And he's kept track of how many miles he's walked this year. I do 100 push-ups a day, every single day, for over 30 plus years. So I can snap off 100 push-ups, fingertip or flat on the carpet or flat on the floor, very easily. I haven't missed a day. I have a lot of repetition and experience of push-ups. I can actually do more if I wanted to, but that's my routine. Every single day, 100 push-ups. I mean, that's a system, a routine, a method. I haven't missed one day of exercise in 33 years. I've been clean and sober 33 years. I mean, they came together for me. These were commitments, decisions. That doesn't mean you do any of this, but you learn to do what you commit to doing and you be consistent. If you're inconsistent, then you will create inconsistent results and behaviors, and then you will relapse frequently. When the pleasure isn't worth the pain, when you are no longer the mind-body connection, when you are no longer the trauma bonds that you have held on to. Josh just said, no more cheat days. Colleen said, habits, commitments, and routines. So when you begin to develop these and you do them frequently, so frequently is up to you to determine. For me, it's daily. I like the daily method, the one day at a time method. And so the three keys that I teach people are a 90-day game plan broken down one day at a time. Clearly define short-term goals with longer-term goals in the future. And then a daily method that you operate in, a routine, a method, a habit, a way to avoid cheat days so that you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. As you begin to let go easily and effortlessly, as you're not the mind-body connection to the events, meaning that you're no longer holding on to what happened from the past, you're letting go of your anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. You're actually devoting the energy. You brush your teeth. You make your bed. You exercise half an hour a day. You spend 5 to 10 minutes in a meditative form. I mean, you read a book. You listen to a podcast. You take a walk. You have dedicated blocks of time to be with your children, to be with your dog, to be with yourself, to be in your business. I mean, you start to organize your life, and you start to do this in a way that you're not winging it. You're not just throwing it out in the wind. You start to have a routine, a method, and it's yours. You own it, and you relax in it, and you begin to do it consistently. And then you're not left in this state of wonderment. I don't know why I do this. I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. Well, a habit and a behavior isn't about making a sense. It's about a commitment. And avoiding isn't about making sense. Avoiding is about anxiety. And the more you understand how your anxiety creates the outcome that is creating the results that are not happening, then you can begin letting go. The more you understand that there is a payoff that you derive from doing what you do, and even though it's not beneficial, you still do it because there's some Even though it doesn't feel like a benefit, you do it because it fulfills some craving. As you begin to look at that craving, that not good enough, I'm disappointed, I can't believe this happened to me. As you begin to let go of this, then you're not the mind-body connection to those events anymore. And now you're separating yourself. You're freer. You're not overwhelmed. You're not holding on to the same set of circumstances and feelings and stories. And this is what begins to change the behavior. Roger Maldonado is on today's Facebook Live. Roger is relatively new to a sales profession that he just joined a few months ago. And in his first 90 days, he was on a live company call, and he was doing some training of what he started to experience. His numbers are very, very good in the selling modality that he has chosen to monetize. He's found a profession that he's good at. He goes door to door, but he has a routine in it. He doesn't just go up there and go, I was just in the neighborhood and I'm not trying to sell you something. I mean, no, the repetition, the experience, the delivery, the presentation, the communication, the way you come across, that's important. That's imperative that you become skilled at that so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. That's what letting go is, the separation between the feelings and the events. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on the first of Two for Tuesday. I will be back here at midnight. Yes, relaxed intensity, James. Very good. Produce and relax without guilt. Very good, James. Thank you for contributing. That is awesome. So I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, that is 12 Eastern Standard Time, and tomorrow night at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're a former client or an existing client and you would like to either add on to your existing coaching or rehire me, reach out to me in Facebook Messenger. I have a unique marketing proposition that I will share with you to assist you in coaching in the forthcoming year. There's 1 month left here in December and then 2022. Thank you very much, everyone. You have an outstanding afternoon. This call is recorded and will be available for playback. Have a great day.